everybody had a really good meet. It was pretty fun because every time we got in the water, we did something good. The highlight was probably Allie Morgan in the 100 free. She won that, and that's pretty big deal there. It's pretty good competition there.
It's a statewide competition.
Yeah, yeah.
So and the best swimmers in swim clubs from all over the state are attending.
Right, yeah, and she set another club record in that 100 free and won it. And then she also set a club record in the 50 free.
How are those times comparing to what she swims in the regular high school team?
Those were all best times.
Really?
She got all best times except for once or twice, yeah.
Okay. She will be a sophomore next year. So she's just a freshman this
year.
She's
just a freshman, yeah.
Wow.
But we also had Maria Funt there. She did really well in the butterfly races. And she got best time in the 100 free. Alyssa Guthrie finaled in the breaststroke races and the 200 IM. Bryn Lister got best times in everything she swam. And Peter Kowalski was our other, and he finaled in the 200 free. The boys was really tough this year.
Yeah.
Peter's pretty good, and he only made finals in one event.
Finals, that's the top eight?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, the top eight times from the preliminaries?
Yeah, we swim preliminaries in the morning, finals in the afternoon.
Okay.
And yeah, just top eight, move on. We didn't have a relay, so that always hurts on points.
You couldn't have a relay with six.
Well, we could, but the relay ages were 13, 14-year-olds, and then 15 and overs, and Allie's still 14. So that took care of our relay dreams. And relays score double on the team score thing, so that always.
How do you prepare for Junior Olympics with a swim club?
They swim every afternoon. Peter was playing baseball, so he went on his own in the mornings for all of April and most of March.
Okay.
Yeah, he did a pretty good job training himself.
So for people out there listening who are not swimmers themselves, how much swimming does a swimmer do to prepare for a meet like this? I mean, in terms of distances and...
We swim about between 3,500 and 4,000 yards in an hour and a half. So that's about 3 miles.
3 miles of practice?
About. Well, no, I guess it's a little short of that. Two and a half miles.
Even 2 miles?
Yeah.
Seems like an incredibly long way to swim.
To hear them talk about it, it is.
Okay. So what's the Junior Olympics like compared to other meets?
Crowded. For preliminaries, we swim in two pools. They have a 50-meter pool with a bulkhead in the middle. So it's two 25-yard pools. In preliminaries, we swim both pools, girls in one, boys in the other, and it still takes till 1 o'clock in the afternoon to get prelims done.
So more swimmers.
Very crowded deck in the morning.
Meet.
Yeah.
Okay. It's probably pretty...
It's maddening.
Especially for swimmers from a small town.
Yeah. Yeah. They want to know where their lane is to warm up in. Well, they have to share with several others.
Wow. Okay. And what's next for the swim club then?
We're done with competition. This Friday, we have a fun boys versus girls relay thing. And then we have the beer bit sale the Friday of May Fest.